All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket, and this is Easter weekend. Today is Good Friday, Easter Sunday on Sunday. Everybody's being told, though, to stay in. If you're going to do an Easter egg hunt with the kids, do it in the house. Don't go out to a park. Most parks are closed here in North Texas. Well, it's, of course, a big weekend for the Easter Bunny, who joins us now on the ticket hotline. Good morning, Easter Bunny.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I expected a different
voice. Oh, man. Not doing too well, to be quite honest with you. This is something else. The world is really different this year, isn't it?
Yes,
it is.
Very strange.
Yeah, you know, COVID really has me worried. You know, first of all, I spent all winter laying these chocolate eggs to deliver to the kids, and now they're all going to waste.
I'm pretty pissed.
When was the last time you guys had to sit there and hover over something laying chocolate eggs?
Not that long ago, actually. But you can still deliver eggs, can't you?
No. You know, I think it may be dangerous to do all the deliveries and everything. Because if I have the COVID, think about what a super spreader I could be. I mean, if I'm leaving stuff out for the kids, and then they're picking it up, and then they're putting their hands in their mouth, eating the chocolate eggs that came out of my bottom, you know, I mean, they could get sick. So we think it's best just to kind of lay off the egg delivery. But
why don't it be like Amazon, just leave it on the front porch and let the parents distribute?
You know, how about this? How about just parents order on Amazon the chocolate eggs and get it delivered that way? Save me the trouble.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. But we don't want to cut out you.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care anymore. I've stayed drunk for the past 3 weeks.
Oh, Easter Bunny.
Oh, man, you know, and it's my life. Note to all these kids out there, old Easter Bunny's life ain't going too well.
Uh-oh, that's tough.
I think one of the problems was I should have just married another bunny.
Well, who did you marry?
Some white chick from Kansas City. She's a hot Xanax mess, too, I'll tell you that right now. I don't think we're going to last much longer. We've been arguing pretty much nonstop since lockdown.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, man.
All right, let me run something by you guys. I don't understand why anybody would need 138 throw pillows, okay? But she understands it somehow.
We were just talking about
that's
that.
That's funny you bring that
up.
Oh,
really? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Tell you what. But, yeah, I know a lot of your producer, what's his name, Hernandez.
Fernando.
A lot of kids listen to your show. And kids, look, I know we're trying to celebrate Jesus' resurrection, but we can't do it this year. COVID is keeping Jesus in the grave this season, so.
Easter, buddy. That's a terrible message.
That's
on
not
Good
the
Friday.
Message.
No, it's a message of hope,
kids.
And there is hope out there.
It's pretty hard to explain me to kids, isn't it? You ever try to do that?
Yeah. A 6-foot rabbit?
Yeah, it is very difficult. But to the parents who need some advice on how to explain me, you just tell the kids the truth. Just say Jesus' assumption caused a meltdown at a nuclear plant outside Judea and certain wildlife was affected more than others. One bunny grew to the size of a man and decided the only way to remember a human sacrificial lamb was to put teeth rotting refuse into baskets that you put by the fireplace. It makes total sense.
The radiation part of the Bible, yes.
Yeah, that's right, the radiation. And Radiation 1310, it says about the big bunny and the whole thing.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, let me ask you guys something.
Okay. Sure.
What are we going to do about this Chinese virus?
Easter Bunny, let's call it COVID-19, first of all.
Call it what it is, COVID-19.
Oh, is that what we were supposed to call it? Okay, yeah. The Chinese spread it all over the place, get rid of Easter, and we're going to honor them by calling it COVID-19.
Well, let's try not to get too political here, okay?
Yeah.
Get too political? You're yelling at me for getting too political when the Chinese canceled the Masters. Right? I can't watch my Masters this weekend.
But maybe indirectly they did.
You're a big golf fan, huh?
Yeah, we're having good. Hey, moment of silence for John Prine.
Paul,
well, not
in,
now. I didn't mean do it now. I meant we'll do it later.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you.
What,
yeah.
Broadcast this? Come on, broadcast. Well, talk.
We were just trying to be respectful of your moment of silence there for the great John Prine.
Thank you so much, Craig. I do appreciate that.
And, that was George that said that.
I just want to say to everyone out there, look, I know we're all going through kind of a weird time now with the social distancing, staying home, blah, 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 catchphrase. But the Easter Bunny is thinking of you. God bless you. Hope you're doing well. And I will see you next year. Not this year, obviously for apparent reasons, but next year, God willing, I'll be back. Although I am battling an infection after a surgery to get a penile lengthening procedure done.
Oh, unbelievable. How does that get worked into the Easter Bunny bit?
If the penis lengthening thing infection doesn't get me, I'll see you next year, Eddie.
How in the world did that come up? We're talking to the Easter Bunny.
I do appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
I'm already impartial now. All right.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
I mean, I don't know if that was the Easter Bunny. He claimed to be the Easter Bunny.
Very disturbing that he reports that he has a penile infection this morning.
That's not the, that worked well. I can't.
Not the news the kids wanted to hear this weekend.
No, it's not. Or me. All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket.